This is the Professional Patients Podcast with Ruben and Ollie.
Recording.
Here we are.
Sorted.
We're back. How are you doing, man?
I'm so unwell. I'm good.
Yeah, you're not feeling good. Great.
No, I'm all right. It's just a long week of work.
Yeah.
It's not COVID. I've tested twice.
That's good.
Yeah, but what's as I jinx it?
Oh, mate, like, I'm touching
that nervous
right
sweat.
But yeah, no, you're looking okay. You're not looking your best.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
But
you've it's a very polite say to say I look like crap. But
well, you've set
you.
High standards. That's what it is, man. You've set high standards, and the one day you're slipping a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
I've noticed.
It's just obvious. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you for the compliments. You've made me blush.
Somehow. It was a compliment disguised as an insult. Yeah. So take that
out. You look like crap.
It.
Deal with it.
But yeah, to answer the question, you're doing okay, which is good. Which is good.
In short, are you well?
I'm
good?
Okay, yeah. It's been, again, another week of stress, but Christmas is around the corner.
Oh, you look good. It's a different set.
You complimented me when I know I never look good, but thank you. That's very kind of you to say. No, I'm doing well, thank you. And apparently I look good as well. So
you look good. You always
really
look good.
Brought joy to my day.
See the difference though. You told me I look like crap. You look good though.
I did not say you look like crap. But we digress. Because it's time today for my turn.
For our little friend.
Our little
friend. I need to word that a lot better, as it sounds like you're taking off a rapper.
That's true. For our friend that is the renal...
A ramekin.
Ramekin. Let's see if they can hear us. Now... I'm gonna pull
you're doing,
out
you're
at
doing
random.
Great there, hun.
Where is? Right.
You got one?
Sorry. Yeah, I've got
you
one.
Got
I've
one?
Got one. I was just taking, The thing is, I was doing all of this stuff for dramatic effect.
I mean, let's be honest. You dropped all of them, mate.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry,
that's why I cackled.
Cannot confirm or
like
deny.
Like a crap joker, you dropped them, right? You got one?
I have.
Sorted.
I have indeed.
Right.
Oh gosh. So I'll read what it says
first,
here.
I'm having a wee look and it looks like my handwriting. So can you actually read that as a left-handed guy with tax shakes?
I can read. I can definitely read it.
Barely.
I don't
now
think...
Now, the second question, does it make sense?
That's where we might have a problem. But I think, because I understand your brain a little bit.
Oh, I don't.
You've written here, in all caps, nights out dash normal question mark.
Yeah.
So to me, that kind of makes sense. What are you trying to say, though? I want you to confirm, just
well,
in case.
Well, cool, because it doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to be honest
well,
with you.
Are we normal?
Nights out,
are they
normal? Normal. Yes! Can we go on a normal night out?
Do we need to do any extra things, basically, for a night out?
There we
basically.
Go. So, Ruben
that's a great
is,
question. That is a great
Google
question.
Google Translate for me.
basically. Only, it's on my list of CD
like,
things.
I look like crap and I can't talk badly, so here we go.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm
no,
sorry.
You know I'm...
This is a...
It's all good. You're just not going to live it down.
cheers. So we know the theme of this podcast is going to be crapping on me, basically.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Nights out, but are they normal nights out?
Are they
Can
normal
we go
nights
on a
out?
Night out like your average Joe, whoever Joe is?
Whoever Joe is. We've got a friend of the podcast, actually, Joe.
This is true. Hey, Rubes, I'm going to set you a scene.
Go on.
And we can go from there.
Yeah, go for it.
It won't work for me, so I'm just going, I am Joe, your average Joe.
Your average
your
Joe.
Your non-cool Joe.
Yeah.
I'm the ever-positive Joe. And, yeah, so I sent you a quick text, and I'm like, do you want to go on a night out? I'll be around yours in half hour.
So just to clarify, and just not to confuse myself.
Yes.
Because the listeners are probably already, because they've obviously got more brain cells than me. just to figure out, this is just a normal person, inverted commas, normal person.
Non-transplanted.
Non-transplant.
I mean, non-transplanted are lucky enough to have no medical conditions.
Lucky.
You know, they probably rub it in. I don't know why I've just built this character, but hey, it is what
fine.
It is.
I'm into
his
I'm
second
into
name
the
is Chad.
Drama. His second name, Joe Chad.
Joe Chad.
Okay.
There we go. You're good there.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're choking
just,
your
just,
coffee.
Can't wait to bump into
I feel like
Joe Chad
Joe,
later on.
Hey, I'm Joe Chad.
Right.
Apparently, just there, he has ever so slight lisp, but he did really good speech therapy as a youngster because he comes from a privileged background.
Fair enough.
And he's just sent
got
you
quite
a text.
A deep voice as well.
Yeah,
and
it's part of
that,
the...
Obviously, I've got text-to-speech on my phone.
He did 1 year of drama school and then dropped out because he thought he was too good.
Yeah.
And now he works in, I don't know, Tesco.
Yeah, nothing wrong
but
with Tesco.
He's, nothing wrong whatsoever, but he stacks the shelves and he treats that as his workout.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway,
Joe
he's
Chad.
Messaged me after a
he's, yeah, he's
after
dropped
a
message after a shift and gone, fancy a night out?
Yeah.
Because he's changed how he talks again.
No!
He's now...
I think we're really labouring this character here. Let's go for a generic... Okay, so neutral...
Joe Chad.
He
sent you a text. Fancy a night out.
What do I do?
Can you just say yes and go on that night out? Do you have to do extra stuff?
No, I can't. It depends how I feel. Oh,
yeah, that was good.
It depends how I feel. We got there in the end. But in terms of... No, it's a good way. I'm glad you put it in a scenario thing as opposed to Ruben list reasons for. But for me... It's a case of me personally, first and foremost, I need to feel up for it.
Okay.
And especially more recently, when I was younger, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. I'll be ready by 7, bam, chuck the tablets in my pocket just to know, just in case. And that's already the first red flag almost, the first marker, should I say, because that's something that we would do.
Yes.
That other people wouldn't in terms of
grab your tablets.
Instead of
keys, phone, wallet, tablets.
And that's it, yeah.
All the exciting stuff for a good night out.
For a good night out, there you go. But yeah, no, I don't think I would now, like if Joe Chad was to message me.
Yes.
I would definitely not say yes straight away. I'd see if my availability.
Would you leave him on red?
Oh, no, I'm not a red. I don't do a leave on red thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've never left you on red, have I?
Yes.
Have I?
Can neither confirm or deny.
I have
mostly
not left
because you're at work.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know.
You just sent me a text and you were like, you look like crap. And I was like, huh? Question mark. And then you just...
And then I don't speak to you for 3 days.
Yeah, and then you don't speak to me for 3 days. And I'm like, oh.
That explains why you barged into the house this morning.
Down your front door. Hello there!
So I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't kind of agree to going out straight away. I think for me, as I've gotten older and more tired, and I think this is something that in terms of, obviously this is more in terms of my medical history,
yeah.
I have like kind of chronic fatigue as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something that's built up over time, and that's, you know, probably a mixture of tablets and piling up with health conditions and this, that, and the other that we all have. So I think for me, yeah, I wouldn't say, yeah, let's do it. An older me definitely would have.
Yeah.
An older, younger me, if that makes sense.
In the past,
a younger thing, not an older me.
Older me who's actually younger.
A younger, yeah. Older me.
So, like, take away a year.
Yeah, would have been like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Unless it involves things like sausage rolls and it's at a good time and I get to come back at a reasonable time, like 7:30, 8 p.m.
Back by 7:38 and you can get tucked into your little bed and use your commode and...
This is it.
Whatever.
Mate, that's actually an important thing, though.
What, because, using a commode?
Yeah, like, you know, having your own comforts, shall we say. You know, I used to be able to...
How old are you?
No, this is a big question. How old am I?
It's not really, mate. You should know your own... Almond. You should know your age.
Mate, let me just check my notes to look at my birthday. Right. So, Joe Chad,
yeah.
I wouldn't...
Yeah, Chad right now has just gone, oh, okay, cool. Well, keep us updated. You've still got half an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And then that'll be it. I think... but thankfully, I've got very good friends in my life, very good circle of friends and stuff. So it doesn't come down to... is that coffee okay? That's a
No, it's really hot.
Oh, okay. It's just not too strong or anything.
No, it's really good.
Okay, I hope so.
If you hear me running off, it's because it needs to come back out so I can drink more.
So, yeah, I wouldn't know. Well, I mean, what about you?
Like a normal night out?
Yeah, because I feel like you've definitely got a lot more to think about. I think for me, it's at the current state, thankfully, and I'm very grateful for this. It's just really taking tablets and making sure. For me, the issue is actually whether I can get time off work
or
early start.
Yeah.
Mate, how many times have you flipping tried to organise something with me outside of a podcast that we meet? Thankfully, at least we've got our regular catch-ups.
Cool. Yeah, there we go.
Probably a better word to use.
Today on this podcast, we try and work out how to speak.
We're getting there. Merrily. Episode 20. We're getting there. We're trying to figure out.
I don't even know if it's episode 20. I've got episode 3 of my notes.
Have you? Oh, dear.
We're a mess.
The renal ramekin has gone wild.
Yeah.
What about you, though, man? Because you've obviously got a few more things to kind of think about.
So, non-pandemic times. Like before pre-pandemic, I would absolutely, if I'm not working or I'm not busy, then yeah, I'll be like, yeah, cool, I'll be there.
Right.
Yeah, great episode. Cheers, lads.
Thank you. You know where to find us.
I have to do certain things.
Yeah.
But it's all very boring, like to be
honest. Would half an hour be enough for you to get your stuff together?
There's a lot of like, it depends on this or it depends on that. Like, I need a catheterise before I go out. Otherwise,
big factor.
You know, I'll... you know, as soon as I get into a pub, I have to go straight to a loo kind of thing.
We'll need to talk about that later. I think we're talking about nightclubs and things like that.
Half an hour for me personally is enough time.
Yeah.
Like I'll catheterize, grab me tablets, grab spare catheters, and we're good to go.
Have you had issues actually? Sorry to cut you off, man.
Yeah.
Because you've obviously been catheterizing for a while pre-pandemic. Yeah. You probably went like clubbing and stuff like that. Have you had issues with taking bags into
all the time, it's so much fun. So yeah, I carry a bag everywhere
because it's a rucksack. It's not like
quite famously. Yeah, if you know me, this bad boy goes wherever I go.
Exactly.
It's literally just because it's got. I know if I pick that bag up, it's got all my catheters in, and it's got some spare medication. It's just easier that way. Also, I'm usually coming from work, or I'm coming from a shoot, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of, so it's good to have that backup there, isn't it?
It's just easier, isn't it? But I've had a couple of, not really issues, more just, you know, security doing their job. They see a guy coming in with a bag
with
at
a backpack,
11 o'clock at night, and they're like, what the hell's this guy doing? Like, hey, yeah.
And the thing is, it doesn't...
I've got the meds, and I've got the catheters, and I remember once, story time, I remember once I had a fun one in, I can't remember where we were. Yes, I do. We were in Newcastle for the Transplant Games.
Nice. Oh, all of the best stories are in the Newcastle.
100%. We were in Newcastle for Transplant Games. And a security guy stopped us. Fair enough. Like, he's just doing his job. He was like, can I search the bag? Absolute fun. No issues whatsoever. Searches the bag and he finds the catheter and he takes the catheter out. And he's like, what's this? And I'm, fair enough. Right, cool. Guy, I'm like, yeah, it's a catheter. I have to catheterize to fully empty my bladder.
Yeah.
And he was like, right, yeah. Is there any way you can prove that? And I'm like, yeah, well...
They've asked you to prove it.
I was like, is there any way you can prove that? And I'm like, like, I'm trying to work out, is this guy testing if I'm too drunk? Is he having...
One of the things
security do is, like, they'll have a conversation to see if you can actually hold a conversation or you're too drunk to do so.
Follow your eyes and all
Fair
that
enough. Choice. And I'm thinking, oh, he just wants a bit of a laugh. Yeah, yeah, cool, I'll give it to him. It's like, yeah, you can if you watch me piss.
Yeah.
Like, kind of thing. Yeah. He was more than happy to...
So what, did he actually like, follow
he,
you in?
No, he didn't follow me into the loo, but he was like, "I'll, you know, if it's okay with you, you can see where I'm coming from. You've got a big old thing of medication and these suspicious-looking packages.
Yeah, no, of course.
Have you got anyone who can back you up that you can? I'm obviously not going to follow you into a toilet.
No, of course, yeah.
Do a medical thing, mate.
Yeah.
But, you know, have you got anyone to back it up? Shum.
Literally.
The entirety of the transport community standing to my right of like, yeah, we've seen him with a piss bag.
Yeah.
It's probably the one night he hasn't got one attached. He's swinging it like a mace. Yeah, honestly, like...
He's fine.
Like, sometimes he makes an announcement when he's catheterizing or, like, you know, he does a speed run.
He just grabs...
That's a fun one.
Just grab the DJ tips,
get him to show you his new trick, and I'm like, oh yeah, if I stick the catheter in and I push really hard, I can shoot it across the room. I'm like a crap Spider-Man. It's gorgeous.
No,
yeah,
I think
it's not that difficult, to be honest, lads.
Yeah,
and that's
I think, like you said, it's interesting with the whole security thing, because I tend to have my backup certain times, and if someone stops me and I'm like, especially when it's stuff like this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When it's like, because it's funny, when I went to the airport, this is a while ago, one of the few times I haven't been stopped and searched, and we don't need to go into that, but one of the few times that I've been stopped and searched is is when I had my PEC line for the when I was on dialysis.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I told you this, because you've been in situations where we've entered a place or I've been looked at funny or whatever. Yeah.
I'm like, yoo-hoo.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I'm the guy with the meds right now.
Yeah, like, I'm with him, mate. Like, I haven't got a backpack. I've just got a jacket.
I'm the one walking in suspiciously. Just like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me, lads. I'll just carry on walking around like a bloody turtle right now.
He's supplying the whole club.
Oh, his nickname's the Mule, by the way. You don't want to search him. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, like, and obviously they were very straight away. If anything, they couldn't be too apologetic. And they were like, this is obviously not nights out. This was going to an airport and stuff. But it was really nice. And I know that in the past, like, because it does look like you're smuggling something at the end of the day. Because it depends what you wear, obviously. I was wearing a t-shirt at the time. And then it was like, oh, what's that on your chest?
Yeah.
And then as soon as he felt it and he was just like, I'm so sorry. He could not have been nicer.
Overall, really good. Like, my... I've gone on a lot of nights out kind of thing, you know what I'm like. I like to live a little and do things, and you know, well, you can't do that, are you sure about that? Yes, because you're now in A&E. But most of the time, the vast majority of the time, is their security anyway are just doing their job, and they go, no, I was really sorry about it, and they're really good about it, and it's just I'm not going to get angry if you're doing your job.
I'm not
one of those guys.
I think for the first part, when I was like, you know, doing the whole fresh uni, freshers, all of that stuff,
I wouldn't actually
and I learned from my mistakes, but I wouldn't take my tablets with me to uni, like, sorry, to a night out even.
Oh.
So I would always come back. So I'd either take it beforehand, or if I'd forget, it would just be on my desk anyway, like in my dorm room or whatever.
So,
but obviously that leads to the point of sometimes you might not be crashing at your own place.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously that was a silly mistake to make, because I don't know what it is. It's like kind of a regimented routine thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You wake up, you take your tablets. You go to sleep, you take your tablets. That's you know. So it's one of those things where it's like certain things you kind of.
If it's something's thrown ever so slightly, almost to Mike Tyson. If something's thrown. If something's thrown, it's the Joe Chad coming out of me there. If something's thrown ever so slightly, it just throws your entire like.
And it kicks you back. Exactly.
Oh crap! I've forgotten my meds now completely. Yeah. What I used to do is if I was going on a night out and it was a heavy night.
Yeah.
I got different layers of nights out, Ruben. I've got casual, which is a pub or a bar.
This is
what
I love. I've
got medium.
I'm at that stage now.
Which is a pub bar. We might hit
a club after
15 or 20 pubs and bars.
Oh, right. Okay. So we're
and heavy is, a heavy is I'm going to go to a pub and a bar and then I'm going to go on a night out and I'll be back. Hopefully, at some point, eventually.
And it's like some point during the weekend. Few days lined out where you're not doing anything and you're not working or anything.
If it was at uni, I wouldn't know which one it was, because you know what the light nights out are at uni, especially in freshers. It's just like you don't know where it's in you. So I would make sure I'd take my tablets before I went, because then that's it for the night. I don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
I don't have to worry about being in the club and taking my meds and security coming over and be like, we've just witnessed you neck a load of meds, sir. And I'm like, how do I even begin to explain this in my state right now?
This is
like,
it, yeah.
So I take it there for the night out, and then I also bring meds with me.
In the eventuality you're not going to be at the place that you were.
It's a dosette box. It's not difficult to shove in your pocket, stick it in a jacket. Like, even in summer, you can wear something light, like a light jacket or show. We got pockets. It's not
but
difficult.
The people you're hanging around with, obviously, after a certain age, and you know, this is different for different people. We're only, just to clarify, as we say on every podcast episode,
this is our personal experiences.
No, but it's true because we're very lucky, mate, because, you know, I've got different groups of friends, and some of them go out and some of them don't.
Well, I sure hope the thing I've just unplugged isn't important, but we'll find out.
I really hope so too.
Yeah, nah, it'd be fun.
So basically, just to keep everyone up to date, Ollie's just taken out his headphones, so hopefully. Do you want to plug it in now?
Nah.
You sure?
No, I'm not at all sure, and I'm not sure.
I'm more than happy to...
No, we good.
Yeah?
We good.
Okay, all good.
We good.
No technical issues.
No,
I'm
going to
keep talking.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep talking.
We'll just keep talking. I'm not even editing this out. I can't even be bothered. So it's grand. What's the worst that can happen? Hello.
Yeah, just echo everywhere.
Surround sound of both of us talking.
Who does not want that when they're tuning into our gorgeous garbage? So, in terms of any specific steps, though, we were talking about obviously taking our tablets with us.
Yes.
You would take kind of...
catheters as well.
Catheters.
And a piss bag.
So this is what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Because piss bag leads to actually piss. So one thing that you've mentioned, this is going to be a terrible segue.
I was going to say, I'm...
Breaking the seal.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So one thing I will say is I know it's like you're having a good time and you know, you're dancing.
Oh, don't break the
whatever.
Seal because you'll have to keep peeing.
Yeah.
If you're a transplant patient,
you kind of...
And I'm going to say this specifically for kidney. I don't really know.
No, in our experiences,
of course.
I don't
really know much about liver and heart and lung when it gets to drinking and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. I know they drink.
I've seen it.
They've challenged me many a time, and I'm like, ho, 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 you challenge me. 2 litre piss bag attached. It's called recycling. Right. just break the seal.
Yeah.
Like, don't turn it into a competition. Oh, I can hold it in and stuff.
No, I think that's
is what
silly.
I did. I went on a night out, and I didn't break the seal because, you know, when you're doing club to club, and it's like, if I go to the toilet now, I'm going to miss what club they go to.
Yeah.
It was with that kind of group of, like, their kind of friends, their kind of acquaintances. They knew I'd had transplant.
Of course,
I'm very open about it. If I go on a night out, even if I just meet a group of people first time at, like, I don't know, it's a stag do or whatever, they're going to know I've had a transplant because that's just the safest thing for me to do.
Yeah. Well, that's just you, mate. See, this is so unlike me. When I meet people, I don't tell them.
I'll just kick down the door, announce it, shirt swinging, piss bag in the other hand, and be like, lol, guess what, lads?
Have you seen this scar? Do you want to know where I got these scars?
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
So,
a transplant. It's not as exciting as the film.
It's not actually the film. I think that's really interesting, actually.
Because what happens if you don't break the seal? It backtracks into the kidney and it leads to issues. Or what happened with me, I don't know if this is a common thing, and this is how it's described to me, so I don't know the ins and outs of the medical, is I didn't break the seal for a bit, not a massive, literally half hour. Like,
well,
if
this is what I was going to say. You've learned the hard way in some. Not that you was intentional. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I was in A&E after this. Like, it was bad.
You learned the hard way.
Kept the urine in. Yeah, what do you call it? Didn't break the seal.
Mm.
Went to the club. And I didn't break the seal because I was just moving from club to club. But it turned out that we tried to go to one club and it was like, this is far too busy. Like, we're not going to get in for like an hour. We'll go to the next club. Next club was like a half hour walk. Yeah, we'll get a bit of food and, you know, maybe pop into a bar or whatever. Ended up didn't. And it was a half hour walk. Got there. I went straight to the toilet and I could not piss at all.
Really?
Like, I could not get anything out.
Is this pre-catheter?
No, this is so whilst catheterising. So, like, well, the way I catheterise is I pay the normal way, as they say.
You can actually go back to a previous episode of ours.
Yeah, yes, I
where we
know
actually
which
break
one.
This down. It's something catheter related. But
yeah.
It's no, because I think, obviously, just to bring people up to speed, you're talking about, you know, like the four quad or double quad processing where you obviously pee naturally or as much as you can, and then you do a jump and then you pee again.
Oh, yeah, a quadruple voiding.
That's it, quadruple.
What I used to do. Yeah, I ain't got time for that. No one's got time for that, so I just catheterized.
So you just catheterized, yeah.
Wound on this night out, and it wasn't. It was dumb of me looking back, but at the same time, it was like, it wasn't fully my fault. But it's a perfect example of why you need to just piss when you can.
Yeah.
Went to piss, could not get anything out. Like, I was really pushing, and my mate next to me was just like, you're probably about to, like,
explode, basically.
Explode right now, mate. Like, what are you doing, kind of thing. And could not pee. Got a catheter in, thankfully, managed to get a catheter in, and, like, exploded out, kind of thing.
Really?
Like, just...
Oh, snap.
Like, I was able to empty my bladder, but only via catheterizing. Went home, collapsed at home. Well, my uni home.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, well, they're all, you know, what's going on, kind of thing. I don't remember any of this. It was a mix of I drank too much.
Yeah.
But also there's something else going on. Because I was stupid at that point. As soon as I didn't pee, I went, I've catheterized. And the stupid thing I did was... Well, let's carry on drinking. I'm
going to
ignore my issues.
No. I think we all have that. And I do feel like, as a disclaimer, just to say, like, we've all done irresponsible things.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm
you know, like, in terms of with health stuff. And that's why I think, in terms of the messages that we both get in terms of, you know, DMs and stuff with the pod, like, a lot of people appreciate that we speak quite frankly.
Yeah.
Like, because we're not perfect. Yeah. And, like, we obviously, like, have to balance this whole life of being unwell chronically. And also try and fitting into society and going out and actually letting our hair down. Not that I have any hair left, but you know what I mean? So, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, good. But basically what had happened was my bladder had paralysed because of the amount of alcohol I'd had and hadn't got out.
Wow.
That's how it was described to me, doctor. I don't know the medical ins and outs. He described it to me whilst I was still drunk and I was still in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And what had happened was my bladder had paralysed and then it had suddenly woken up again. And it had all of, like, the urine that had built up after I'd catheterized shot back into the kidney.
Serious?
Because it had, like, if you imagine a balloon, it was stuck like that, and then it went like that, and shot back up into the kidney. And that sudden, like, reawakening of the bladder and shooting had been so painful, I just kind of went, I'm good, and film, basically KO'd.
Sheesh, okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, let's make sure that doesn't happen, because I was very lucky that the kidney was fine.
Yeah.
Bladder was fine. It, you know, made a full recovery after a night kind of thing. I left A&E the next morning.
Yeah.
Obviously went to get bloods and all that, but I was extremely lucky. Spoke to the renal team and they were like, it's surprisingly common. It happens to everyone. But the difference is they haven't got a transplanted kidney to look after.
Well, this is a thing.
So you need to be a bit more careful. So I was like, okay, what do I do in the future? And they're like, simple. As soon as you need to go to the toilet, you go.
Exactly.
And then if you can't go, slow down the drinking. Drink a bit of water.
Of course.
Catheterize, maybe attach a bag, whatever. This is me personally, a piss bag, whatever. But it's just one of the things that they were like, yeah, just do not, as you say, you know,
just hold it in. Yeah.
That seal. Don't be embarrassed to do it. Go and piss.
It's, you know what it is, though, I think, and without sounding like, you know, like, I don't know, virtue signaling and being like messiah and I'm being nice about it. It's easy for us to say, I think, as guys as well, because I know that the women that I've had the pleasure of having the company with, they prefer to go to toilets like together. And there's there is a kind of grim side to it. There is the whole idea of feeling safe and feeling protected, and I completely understand that. And this is not a joke about that as well. But if you need to go, you just really need to go. Because it, especially in our situation where we've been lucky enough to have transplants, if you lose that kidney, you're going to be in a much worse a place.
Yeah, he won't be coming on a night out anytime soon if he loses his kidney.
Exactly.
You sure as hell won't be drinking anytime soon if you lose that kidney.
No, that's the thing. But you know one thing you mentioned just now as well, drinking water and kind of pacing yourself during
the night out.
I think that might be something interesting to talk about.
Actually. Oh, okay.
Because so with you,
it's
right,
quite a personal way of doing it. Everyone has their different ways of doing it.
I feel like our ways are definitely different.
But like, this is talking to other transplant mates, just people in general. Everyone has transplant specifics. That's what we're told to do, you know. But everyone has a different way of doing it. But you should definitely be doing it.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. One way or another.
Yeah. The thing is you need to rehydrate yourself.
So when,
more important for kidney transplant patients, everyone really.
No, exactly.
But kidney as well. Again, just our experience specifically, because it rehydrates you. So your kidney is not there like, you know, old man trying to breathe kind of thing. Like it's hydrated.
Exactly.
And
well, the thing is, doctors, when you first start having a conversation, you're going to go to uni or you're turning 18, you can drink and whatnot. It's one of those things where the first question one of the first questions I asked is, can I actually drink alcohol on a night out? Can I actually do that?
Is it safe to drink?
And is it safe
I get
to
asked
drink?
That all the time.
Yeah.
Like the first thing people ask me if I'm having a pint.
Are you okay?
Are you allowed to do that?
You like to drink?
Oh, I sure hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because this is my sixth.
Yeah, you waited for me to be you this drunk to
you've
ask
just,
me.
You've asked me four shots in. Are you allowed to do that? If you want. Me.
The doctors, what do they say? It's like you said, in terms of rehydrating and stuff, it's a case of you drink a pint of beer or whatever, or a pint of your preferred poison, and then you have to drink a pint of water as well to kind of match
that's
up.
That's what we're taught.
That's what
you
said.
Drink a pint of alcohol and then a pint of water.
Follow it up with, it's like water is your chaser.
Water
is not your chaser.
No, water, right? Water's your friend.
Water's
but
your
it's
friend.
Not your chaser. It doesn't work like that. And it's been described to me by that, but I was very lucky that the nurse describing it to me was like, that's the ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you would have never had to have this transplant, but, you know, things happen, and so we live in the real world.
Yeah.
So they were like, what a lot of transplant patients do is instead of, because I don't know about you, if I'm drinking, the last thing I want to worry about is I've had a pint. I want another pint after that if it's one of those kind of nights.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be a pint of water. And now I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I'm so filled with liquid right now.
No, exactly. And
then another and then another. So what I do, I'll go on my night out, go home, and I'm lucky that I started this, you know, from relatively young, like drinking age kind of thing.
Exactly.
I started it straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was drilled into me from such a young age, because I had a transplant when I was younger.
When you told me what you do, which you're about to do, I physically can't imagine doing this after a night out.
But this is just my personal way of doing it, and it works for me, which is go on my night out, whatever, and as soon as I come back, I neck between 2.5-3 liters. By neck, I don't mean I sit there and down it.
But
like, I'll
drink
it throughout
of
like, oh, I've just, cool, I've just had 500 mils, right, I'll go attach my bag now.
And
I'm very drunk whilst doing all of this, but I find things to do, or to me, it's my minimum I'll get down me is 1.5 liters.
No,
because I know personally that is enough for me to wake up not feeling hungover. I'll feel hungover if I've drunk enough, but it made me feel a hell of a lot better than I would have felt.
If you were,
because it's rehydrated me enough. And more importantly, like, cool, everyone's been hungover if they go out drinking at some point.
Exactly.
You can do anything in your power to, you're going to feel hungover and feel knackered either way. But more importantly, I can look at that and go, right, kidney's safe now.
Yeah.
To a point, I've rehydrated myself.
I think naturally, like, especially when you're going out in a mixed group of people with different kind of, inverted commas, normal people and stuff, it tends to be at the kind of end of a night, it's like, okay, let's sober up. And the sobering up thing tends to be always food.
Yeah.
But for me, I would always get like a bottle of water.
I was going to say, that's something I do as well. If I'm getting food.
When we were going out in uni.
If it's after a night out.
If I was feeling particularly responsible that day.
Yeah, yeah.
9 times out of 10, it would be crash and get an Uber to our kebab shop near our uni place or the pizza place that's open at like 3 in the morning.
Yep.
Grab some food and slowly meander our way back to halls safely as a group. But I think it was one of those things where something that I would kind of, if I was going to tell a younger me now, it would be a case of
just
always drink.
Really good way of doing it. Mm. Everyone on a night out gets something to eat. Like, I got a rule as well where if I'm getting something to eat, if I'm eating anything, if I have to chew on something, I'm also going to have either a bottle of water or a soft
something
drink.
Something to drink,
It will not be alcohol. I've been with you where I'll be 4 or 5 pints deep and then we order a bit of dinner. That dinner is going to be a soft drink.
And
it's going to be minimum of a
pint.
Which
I found quite weird, actually, because I think
it's a bit odd.
It's just you keep it going. You just keep the beer
It's a bit odd, but I... me, and if you know me well enough to know, I will quite happily, I can go from, cool, I'm now sober after drinking enough, you know, soft drinks or water.
If something happens,
and then if someone else enters the party, like an old mate of ours or Joe Chad enters and he's like, oh, the party's just restarted, I'll be like, challenge accepted, and I will quite happily re-catch up.
Keep it moving, to be fair.
That's just a personal thing. I would much rather look back at the night and go, at least at some point I've had 3 litres. Throughout the night, preferably at the end, so I know I'm not going to drink anything else. But I know with whenever I eat food, I'm
always
having
a soft drink.
I think one thing
I would say in terms of people asking, like, kind of, because I feel like we might need to bring this now to a nice, neat summary and an end.
Yes.
But one thing I would say to any kind of younger listeners who are kind of looking into, you know, starting their nights out, so to speak, or whatever, one thing I would say is kind of know your limits. I know that's a general cliche thing to say, but definitely know your limits, because being drunk doesn't mean that your kidney or whatever is immediately affected, but it means you start acting even more irresponsibly.
And if you're
going to be even more responsible, you won't do the basic things of taking your tablets. You won't be drinking water to sober up. And these, I'm just telling you, I mean, in the past I've not done it. I've taken tablets with alcohol, which isn't the worst thing to do, but it definitely isn't the best thing to do. Yeah. As long as you take your tablets,
it's not recommended.
Yeah, like, it's definitely not recommended.
Definitely don't do it if you're on antibiotics. But
of course.
No, I'm not even going to give advice.
Yeah, I was going to say,
tablets with alcohol, because you absolutely shouldn't, but there's a worst case scenario. It's better than not taking your tablets.
Exactly, yeah. Even if it's once in a while, which when I say once in a while, it should be once a year, if that really, truly.
Like,
you should plan your nights out. I think that's the way.
If possible.
You know, if possible.
Sometimes
like you said,
the best nights out, being realistic, are
ones where I'm planning
to just going straight out. But even then, like, set yourself just, you've got a dose set box.
This
just getting that rhythm
of,
so and so's inviting me on a night out, especially when you're a uni and you might just be revising, but I'll come with.
Let's just do it.
I've got my meds in my pocket already. There you go. Sorted. But it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my kafters in pocket. Kafters nowadays, like, I've got pocket kafters. They're literally called pocket
kafters. I've seen them. They're like literally the size of, like a phone. Like
of
a mobile
like
phone
a
kind
guy,
of
thing. A male jeans back pocket.
Yeah.
They're perfectly fitted to slide into that.
So it's actually perfect.
Yeah,
it's really
it's good,
actually, I think, that whole 100%. Kind of system. They've tried to make it as kind of functional and accessible for you, 100%. You know.
The best advice I was given for drinking was actually quite recently.
Yeah.
By recently, I mean, probably last month, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes
sense. Speaking to my surgical team. Because, it's just one of those things, when I meet with the surgical team, it's far too casual. Like, we'd talk about everything and everything, have a wee catch up.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, it is what it is. He was like, out of interest, like, because obviously we both do speak to young adults and,
of course.
Talk about everything and anything, and especially people coming up to adults, it's a bit of a change.
Yeah.
When do you tend to stop drinking on a night out, kind of thing? And I'm like, my personal thing, obviously everyone's different, is as soon as I start feeling tipsy, I don't see the point in carrying on drinking.
Yeah.
Because I know after that, I'm not gonna, there's not really any difference in feeling better. You only begin to feel worse after that.
And it's a slippery slope.
So
you think about how you're gonna feel the following morning.
It's not even a slope, it's a cliff dive. You get to, with me, I know I can get 4 or 5 pints and then I'll start feeling tipsy.
Yeah,
but
it's
a nice tipsy. And it's not, he's a big drinker or anything like that. No, it's very simple. I'll get 4 or 5 pints, that's it.
But we're way past that stage, mate, you know? We're past that stage. We're not competitive drinking.
No, it's like,
it's like people who might be younger listening to it. Like, if you told, if you can try. If you were telling me this when I was younger, I'd be like, all right, move over, old man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'd be like, all right, cool. Tell you what, try me, boy.
So, yeah, it's one of those things, I think, where, you know, that's a culture thing, man. I think competitive drinking is like a culture thing. And, like, I definitely think,
oh, I've done it when I was younger. I don't know anyone in our friendship group
that we know who hasn't.
Like,
everyone's
learns from it. But, you know,
let's summarize it. So let's just go back to the first question that
phones.
You wrote, right? So
case.
I feel like we didn't do too bad.
No.
It's almost as if we did, like, re-recorded it.
I don't know what you want about.
So nights out dash
normal
question mark.
Yeah.
That's a little ramekin thing you wrote.
No, we can't do a normal night out. No. We can make it as normal as we can, and it's very easy to do so.
Adapting.
Yeah.
And that's
adapt,
what it is.
Improvise, overcome. What's that from?
I don't know, but I like that.
Yeah,
adapt, improvise, overcome.
I'm sure that's a meme.
I feel like that's
something.
The episode title there.
Oh my god!
Adapt, improvise, overcome. But
it's very easy.
Basically, take breaks. Either drink during your night out. As silly as it sounds, you will thank yourself later for not waking up with a horrible hangover.
At bare minimum, it will help your hangover a lot.
Yeah.
if you're not worried about your kidney, which, you know, you should
which
be.
Which you definitely should be, if you have kidney problems. If you're worried about your liver.
Also, yeah, or I'm sure it'll help other the liver or, organ. Or heart. It's hydrating yourself. It's going to help in some way.
Exactly.
Hydrate yourself. Just drink enough water. Eat. Remember your tablets.
Remember your tablets.
And take your catheters if you have catheters.
Don't hold in your pee.
Don't hold in your pee. That's it's simple. It. It's stuff where when someone points it out, it's really obvious.
It's quite straightforward.
But when you're 12 shots deep, that's a lot of shots, Oliver.
Yeah, I was going to say, well,
I'm going to minus six from that.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
you're six shots, quick maths. When maybe you're six shots
of,
deep.
Maybe a couple of stag weekends, but I don't know.
Yeah, true. When you're six shots deep.
A lot of shots.
It's very easy to forget.
Yeah, after a while, after the third, you're a bit like,
yeah. Break the seal, bring your tablets, take your tablets early if you think it's going to be a really heavy
this
one.
This is it, yeah.
Like, there's enough, obviously, don't do it regularly. No. Like, but it's much better to take your tablet.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to get into a habit of taking my tablets at pre's because I know, oh, yeah, yeah, cool. What time's pre's? 9 o'clock. Cool, guess what? My tablets have been taken at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're done. I don't have to worry about those for the rest of the night. And yes, I will take, oh, thank you, email. For reminding me I have work. And yeah, okay, cool. I'll take my spare meds with me. But yeah. It's like, cool, I don't have to take an entire dosette, however you want to pronounce it. Because apparently I got a message saying I pronounce it wrong. And you know what?
I don't know if it's dosette or dosette, but what it is it's a place where your tablets live.
Frankly, my dear, who messaged me, I don't give a damn. like, you know, yeah. It's actually pronounced dosette. Well, you know, you haven't even got one.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly.
And on that lovely note...
on that raspberry blown, we're going to fly into the night sky and hopefully get a couple of sausage
rolls. We're getting
rolls.
Hammered. Let's go.
We're getting hammered on sausage rolls. Love you all. Thank Chase you for tuning in. Where can they find us?
Yeah, that's a good point. You've just totally thrown me for the
Sorry.
Obvious ones.
So make sure Instagram. You give us a follow on @professionalpatients on Instagram.
We are on... we're not on Amazon.
We're not on
Definitely
Amazon.
Definitely not on Amazon.
Have you written any books? I don't know.
Boy, I can barely read all right.
This Optagon thing? Yeah, sorry. So that's a Chris Rock reference for the three listeners that
Confusion.
Might have got it. So basically there's that.
Does that what?
Google Podcasts.
Should we
Apple
hey,
Podcasts.
Hey, Roops, where can you find
Spotify.
Us? We are on Spotify, all podcast things, basically.
Anywhere, just search
Soundtrap.
Professional Patients.
We are on Instagram. Just have a wee look. You'll
have
find us.
Have a wee look.
If you're
sure
that bothered.
You enjoy it.
If not, cool. You're
but
lost.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of
Renal
Ramekin.
It's either episode 20 or episode 3.
I'm going with 20.
Yeah,
I don't
20
know.
Sounds a lot better than 3.
Than 3,
it?
Yeah.
Even if it's not 20, it's now going to be episode 20.
Anyways,
yeah. Anyway,
we'll continue this conversation off air. Take care, guys.
Doodle
love you
bits.
All. Peace
Much
out.
Love.